Welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment, a personal guide to achieving your financial goals. In each episode, certified financial planner Dominique Henderson reveals insights to the underlying truths of how to be truly financially content by learning to put your money where your heart is. Dominique is the owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, LLC, a fee-only registered investment advisory firm offering comprehensive financial planning and wealth management services to entrepreneurs. You can learn more about Dominique and his firm by visiting their website, www.djh-capital.com, or on social media by the hashtag Financial Literacy Bootcamp. Now here's the maven himself, Dominique Henderson.
Welcome, welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment. This is Dominique. I'm your host. And so we're episode 27 today. And for those of you following along on YouTube, I apologize for the awkward angle on the camera. I did not have time to set up everything that I normally set up because I just didn't have time. Today is kind of a weird day for me, recording on a very, very early morning. We've got Hurricane Harvey, which the Dallas area hasn't been affected. We've gotten much cooler weather, thank God. But stay safe, Houston and Corpus Christi area. My daughter's actually traveling back to school this weekend. We're trying to get her back down there, but there's supposed to be like flooding in San Marcos and things like that. They've already canceled classes, so we gotta try to work that out. But that's neither here nor there for you. However, for me, it means that I got the old DJ headphones and the awkward camera angle today and the old mic instead of the lavalier mic. And so I just didn't have time to set all that stuff up today. So anyway, I needed to get the show in. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the next 90 or so days for the show. We're going to pull back the covers. I'm going to unveil some things that are going to be happening. So you're going to want to stay tuned all the way to the end. And I know I have an audience that's on YouTube and I have an audience that's on that listens just mostly audio through your mobile device, probably. So mobile device people, you might want to check out this on YouTube. I'll just say that. So excuse me. Haven't had all my coffee today, so my mind is a little frazzled, but I'll be okay. So before I get into everything, I just want to say that, and I'm going to do this a whole lot more often, hopefully, because of the transition that we're going to be making that I'll talk about in just a second. So you want to follow us on social medias. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Obviously, we have the YouTube channel. I try and tweet as often as I can. Twitter's not as big for me, but definitely Facebook. And Instagram, I check all the time. And of course, LinkedIn. But those where you definitely want to follow there because you're going to get obviously previews to the show and things like that there. But the second thing I was going to say is subscribe to the blog because I'm going to start communicating primarily through the blog with updates and things of that nature, doing a lot of things that it makes it so much easier to just communicate to you through the blog. I mean, there's somewhere between, and these stats are all over the place, and I'm not the biggest analytics person on this kind of stuff, but there's somewhere between 3,000 to 4,000 unique downloads every month of this podcast, which I'm totally grateful for. But the complexity that comes with that, it is just very hard to keep up with everybody that's listening. So if you subscribe, you'll get the updates, you'll get any big announcements, you'll get all that kind of stuff like that. And I'm going to start putting more information that you would find that I send out either on a LinkedIn or something like that. Since we got different followers and different social media platforms, I'm just going to start putting it on the blog. And so if you're listening, for instance, on a mobile device, if you like, for instance, on iTunes, if you go to the show description, I usually have a link to the show in that. And so if you click on that, it'll take you directly to the show notes and any other helpful things that I have there or any links and things like that. So you just definitely want to look at that going forward because I'm going to start communicating a lot of stuff that way. And I think that will be the best thing for me. I love to talk to you guys and this is great to do. I love to do it, but I have to make it more efficient. And so let me tell you about the things that are kind of going down. You know, first, I'm grateful for the support. You know, I've grown so much during this show. Somebody had to tell me that and remind me that of the other day, just because I'm just doing it. And we got a pretty big, large body of work. I mean, this is I believe the 28th episode of Maven's Keys. And we're somewhere between 57, 58 or something like that on the financial literacy bootcamp. So a lot of airtime, if you will, to kind of get my thoughts out there and, you know, all that kind of stuff like that. So I was actually talking to my daughter's volleyball coach, Peyton, my youngest, be 16 and, 6 weeks or so. But I was talking to her volleyball coach about, he just noticed, let me insert this little story here. So we're talking at our game the other day. And this is the reason why I didn't do a Facebook Live last Tuesday, because volleyball season's here. And I don't know what I was thinking about with trying to commit to doing Facebook Lives, which is another way you can follow us, by the way. Tell you I'm scatterbrained. I haven't had my coffee. But the volleyball season lasts until end of October, and just about all the games are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'll have to try to weave in Facebook Live, but I'm still trying to do that with Ask Me Anything, because I want another platform for you guys to get your stuff out there. Anyways, I'm talking to the coach, and he says how he noticed a big improvement in Peyton's ability to jump, which he's attributing to the time that I spent with her last season for track season, because she's also a high jumper. And I didn't really notice it, of course, but the coach, who is specific to looking at that kind of stuff, did notice it. And so that's kind of my point with, you know, how I've grown on this show, and hopefully you guys have been growing too, you know, but it took somebody with an outside perspective to be able to tell me that, just like the coach was able to take an outside perspective of Peyton and notice her growth. And so I'm grateful for you guys' support, because that growth came directly through your support of the show. You know, it motivates me to see more people listening and, you know, to find a new topic and educate myself further so that I can discuss things at a level that helps you guys. So that's the first thing. And then the second, we've dealt a lot about money mindset on this show. And really the idea was to start to get you guys thinking about how you deal with money, the interactions with money, you know, how it interweaves into every aspect of your life. And some of the things that we were trying to address were, you know, really to, you know, I would just say set you up to win with money, because, you know, I've seen a lot of cases and I talked to a lot of clients, and, you know, it is unmistakable and it's undeniable that money interweaves into just about every facet or fabric of your life, relationships, sometimes what job you take, you know, what kind of house you're going to live in, what kind of car you're going to drive, all these things like that. So to have some education around it from an insider, someone's just been doing it for a while, I thought it, you know, nothing but my duty to do that. So that's really been kind of the theme of the show, which kind of leads into this next topic of the things that we're talking about in the next 90 days or so. It leads to a decision to take our current two show format to a one show format. So right now we do the Maven's Keys on Tuesdays, which is behavioral finance and economics to help you understand the proper way to think about money from a neutral standpoint and as a means to an end, and to prioritize other things over it, because it is definitely replaceable. So that's that. And then on the other platform, on the other show, Financial Literacy Bootcamp, it's really to take my insider standpoint of financial services, make you more empowered and more equipped to have an intelligent discussion with a financial services professional in order to kind of, you know, it's kind of like how a rising tide raises all boats type of deal. If I take my knowledge as a financial services professional and give it to you, you'll have a more intelligent conversation when you get ready to consume financial services, whether that be with me or anybody else. And that brings up the standard in the industry also, so that you don't have these instances where people are being, you know, hoodwinked and all this other kind of stuff and taken by financial advisors, or just not having the proper expectations being set in the relationship, which causes frustration and all this other kind of stuff. So looking at the theme above of those, really, they're both about growth. It's really to grow you And it's really to help the industry, because I'm a proponent of both. I'm a proponent of you and I'm a proponent of the industry. But then when I think about just from a time standpoint and how complex things are getting for me now, I had to think about how I could efficiently deliver both of those messages. And so if you think about, you know, for me anyways, if I think about just stepping back and taking a 30,000 foot view, it was really about financial literacy and it was really about economic empowerment. And then it was really about personal development. And I'll go into those three briefly real quick. So financial literacy, you know, that's just something that's a fabric. That's a skill set. I'm sorry. That's a skill set that needs to be had by everyone. And there's only 17 out of 50 states in the union that currently even have a financial literacy program that is required from a K through 12 level. You can break that down even further and see that some of it's not exactly financial literacy. There's, you know, different substitutes for financial literacy that will suffice for that type of education. But I'll just say that, you know, my wife's an educator, and talking to her about, you know, these different types of subjects and what kids are being exposed to, it's definitely a necessary evil. So that's why we have people like, you know, Brandon Williams on the show, who was instrumental. Want to get Jason Fields, who was actually the congressman that helped ink and author that bill that they passed in Wisconsin just now, making them the 17th state. So that's near and dear to my heart. Obviously, that's a subject that's near and dear. Obviously, the economic empowerment piece, making sure that you are equipped and able to have a legitimate discussion. You don't have to be an expert. Not trying to get you to the expert level, just trying to get you to the level of going back to the previous point about financial literacy, because a lot of that's not even delivered. I mean, I was a finance major and I didn't even start thinking, or I wasn't even really exposed to a lot of this stuff until post high school. Right. And so that's really too late for most people because of how often you have to deal with money. And then lastly, personal development. We've had tons of athletes on the show. Or not tons, but we've had tons of conversations around this and had athletes on the show talking about their career transition and difficulty. So we get those themes of personal development and career transition and things like that that we're trying to weave in and deliver a platform to talk about that and have some really good discussions around that. And so I haven't decided quite yet on whether it's going to be Tuesday or Friday, but we're going to keep one of those days just because we already have a ton of you that already listen on one or two of those days or both. And so just keep that in mind. That's what we're going to be trying to do. And so when you see a slight rebranding of everything, that's what we're trying to do. That's the one show format, to deliver the content, to use in an efficient manner so that you can continue to, consume it. So that's the goal there. And so last but not least, we have I'm very excited about discussion. And for you, this is where you audio only listeners are going to miss out just a little bit, because I'm going to throw up this graphic real quick that shows you the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment. The ebook is coming soon. That's right. The ebook is coming soon. I began talking about Maven's Keys way back in end of January, February, somewhere when we started this, talking about how this podcast was actually to help me with a book idea. And delivering this every week to you guys has definitely pushed that effort forward. So thank you. I'm truly grateful for that support because it was my motivation to move forward. And so we are so super close to being finished with the ebook. We're in final editing stages, and I'm really happy to deliver that to you guys. You'll be getting some more info on that very soon. That's why you need to subscribe to me. If you're on Facebook, if you turn on your notifications for when I go Facebook Live, I'll definitely be talking about it there. But this book is, if we just kind of go back to what the premise of this podcast was, this particular show, talking about financial you and true financial contentment and finding what you love to do and developing your money mindset and all these things, that all these subjects that we've talked about on the show, I've taken, let's call the best ideas out of those shows and weaved it into my story about how I traveled my own path to finding financial contentment for me and my family, and taken that story, taking those subjects into three simple steps on how to achieve your ideal financial outcome. That is really the premise of the book. And so I'm really excited about it. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. I hope you guys are going to enjoy it. There's been a lot of, it's been a labor of love, let's say that. And it's not terribly long. You should be able to consume it in definitely under an hour. 30 to 45 minutes is kind of the breeze, or the reading pace at which you should be able to breeze through that. So if you're a regular listener to the show, you're going to get something really special. If you just keep on listening, I'll be dropping some more tidbits and breadcrumbs along the way, probably in the next one to two shows. And there's going to be a e-course and workbook that goes along with the ebook that, the current target for that is first quarter 2018. And so I may deliver it earlier than that, but at this point, that is where we stand. And so that's the really big news. And what I would preface that by saying, and I'm going to throw this up. So you YouTubers are getting a lot today, a lot of bang for your buck, because I'm using a lot of the screens today. So about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I actually had a post that I did about a tracking mechanism for your finances. And I got a lot of people that said, yeah, send me that. And I don't know what the expectation was, but I'll tell you what I wanted to deliver with that, because it was all designed to kind of get people thinking about, A, are you on track for your financial goals? So if you start thinking about if you're on track, you're going to start thinking about, well, what are my goals? That's kind of the idea. The second was to kind of give you, for those that don't follow me, kind of give you an idea of how I think, because I'm definitely interested in growing my firm, but we don't work with everybody, because there's a special way that we think about finances. My worldview is a little different than most. And so that comes out in my practice. And so it's not a fit for everybody. And so if you got the financial dashboard, you might have been thinking this guy is kind of off his rocker. But that's what I've found to be successful for me and my family and a lot of people that I've worked with. So that was the premise. That was the second premise. And then third of all, I wanted to give you a peek inside the practice that I run, because those five formulas for your financial success are actually the formulas that I use that are a dashboard to say, OK, so where do you look? What do you look like when it comes to net worth? What do you look like when it comes to cash flow? Looking at those crucial areas of your life, almost like a business, definitely like a business owner. They call them KPIs, or key performance indicators, where you know how long it takes you to convert a customer, or you know how long something sits in inventory. Well, you need to have that for your personal life, your personal finances. So the financial dashboard, which is at djhendersonsr.com/financial-dashboard. You can get your copy still now. That is a precursor to the book. If you go through that, do that exercise, you're going to enjoy the ebook so much more. And then if you decide to go further into the course, it's going to really set you up to win with your money. If you've ever gotten to the point where you're like, man, you know, I don't know that I want to work with a financial advisor. I'm a do-it-yourself person, but I still just don't feel super confident about my path that I'm taking. This is definitely going to help you. And then you may decide that you were wrong about do-it-yourself and you do want to work with a financial advisor. People do go down that road. So that's fine too. I got nothing but love for you. But anyways, the financial dashboard is a good way for you to start this process. And in between now and when I release the final details about the ebook, that's something that you can probably consume. So again, djhendersonsr.com/financial-dashboard. You can download your copy there for free. Just throw your email address in there and your name, and then you're good to go. So easy peasy. And so that's what it is. I wanted to thank you guys for the support. I wanted to, you know, tell you about the let's call it a slight rebranding, consolidation into one show format in the coming future. And also the ebook. So a lot of good things coming down the pipe in the next 90 days or so. Pulling back the covers, letting you see what's beneath the hood so far with me and the firm and what we're doing here. So make sure you stay tuned for the updates. And as always, have a great and prosperous day. Take care.